Good evening. I I don't know if I should admit this or not. I might. I mean, sure, I'll admit it. I blew it and didn't bring it with me, but I have my phone. I got some of it. That's what we're going to do. And I want to start with just, I grew up in a world in this city, in Baltimore, as a kid, especially when I was younger, as a very Jewish world. And my father grew up in East Baltimore. My grandfather fled here from Poland because he had the courage to stand up to the anti-Semites in Warsaw and fight them, and had to flee to here. And my bubby fled to Baltimore as well because her sister was murdered by the anti-Semites in Warsaw, and she ended up here. And they met. Grandpa was a baker. Bubby was a seamstress. They were great. And I, the depth of my Judaism comes in some parts from them because every Friday night we had Shabbos dinner at their house. And my parents and my brother and sister would leave and go home, and I would stay with them overnight. And the next morning, my grandfather and I would get up and go to shul. It was a little Orthodox synagogue that we went to, and I spent the day with them, reading the forewords, teaching me Yiddish, and just being with them. And so, for me, thinking about what I was going to say today, there is a power that happened because of my family and who they were and what they gave to us. And my father, who was a physician, worked his way through medical school, grew up poor. But Pop didn't suffer fools gladly and had to face anti-Semitism a lot in medical school and finding a residency in the United States Army and fought all the way. So when I think of what it means to be Jewish, for me, in many ways, it was standing up and fighting. It was not backing away, ever. I remember once I joined the Jewish Defense League, and then I realized there were a bunch of fascists, and I had to quit. But at least they stood up. And I think that wherever one stands or doesn't stand, what you think about what's happening in the Middle East at this moment between Israel and Palestine and the rest is not to get into, but what it has unleashed, what I've seen it unleash here, is the anti-Semitism that comes flowing out. No matter what you think, if you think the Israeli government's wrong or right, whatever you think, it's coming out. And I think we're in a place, you know, I was getting up here and say something funny. I don't know what happened. So, but I think we're in a very dangerous zone at the moment as Jews. And I think that we have to really be aware of that and not afraid of it either. Because one of the things, at least in our family, we grew up in a place where we had to study Hebrew in our home because I was such an unruly child that I couldn't make it through Hebrew school, so they had to bring Mr. Manashevitz to the house twice a week, which was great. It's fine. And studying the Talmud and the Torah and the Hebrew language and Jewish history and Israeli history and more. But one of the things I learned from him, one of the things I learned from my father and my mother, was to be a Jew, not just to be an intellectual, but to be a fighter. Pop was a wrestler. Pop was a boxer. I was a boxer. I was a wrestler. My sister was tougher than all of us. She was. She was. And my brother, too, my little brother. And so one of the things I come away with is at this point is that we, as a people, really have to guard ourselves and stand up for ourselves and not allow ourselves to be run over. It's happened before, and it can happen again. And I look at this museum. I love this museum. I mean, it keeps all their exhibits. It's a story of us. And, you know, when the story of Jews in Baltimore is a really interesting and powerful story. Most of the Jews in Baltimore came from, as we know, Eastern Europe, Poland, Romania, Russia. And Like growing up with my grandparents, my bubby and grandpa, they spoke no English. We just spoke Yiddish. That's all they knew. And I can see my grandfather now, and I asked him one day. I said, "Grandpa, why do you hate Polish people so much?" And his response was, "What? The Pole does it for me. I should like him." That was his answer, and in one of his stand-up comic routines. But I think that we're at a precipice where we really have to figure out where we're going as a people and as a nation and what's going to happen to us next. And one of the things I do in covering this, the two podcasts I do now, one of them is about Israel-Palestine. And they're not always easy to do. I bring in all the voices. Some of them aren't easy to hear, some of them are easy for me to interview. I mean all the voices from across the spectrum, the Palestinian world and the Israeli world. And at times I try to bring them together in dialogue, which is what I've been trying to do for... When Aaron and I worked together at YPR, we created a series trying to bring Israeli and Palestinian voices together to talk on the air, to try to figure out a way to live in peace. So while we have to be tough and stand up and be prepared, we also have to be ready with an olive branch to figure out how we live together in one place. And that, to me, is the most important things I do in my life at this moment, is trying to make that happen, do the little things I can do to bring that together. And I'm sorry, I really do apologize. I really was going to do a really funny thing and something just happened, but that's okay. And so I think that one of the things I learned from my father and my mother who was born Baptist in England, converted to Judaism when she met my father in World War II. And you know, people who convert to Judaism become more Jewish than the Jews. So they were very clear about how we were to be raised. They were very clear that we had to have a Jewish background, understand our history, understand our language, understand who we were as a people who struggle, understand what it is to fight and succeed despite the odds. And that was, my dad always used to say, you know, they didn't want me to go to their medical school. We'll go somewhere else, but we're going to win. And I think that is kind of what has to happen from the bottom up. And so when I think about an audience like this, people coming out tonight to hear these stories, it's important that we share our stories about who we are for the next generation, to hear people talk about how we get ahead, to stay tight as a group, but also open to others, to not be isolated and alone. I mean, we used to talk at dinner sometimes about, can you imagine the United States of America without Jews? Think about that for just a second. Without us. Without everything we've given to the society. Everything we've built. From unions to Wall Street. I was a civil rights worker when I was a teenager. Ran to Mississippi, went to Eastern Shore. I was still in high school. Well, I wasn't really high school very much, but I was a civil rights worker. And one thing people don't realize is in the civil rights movement, 70% of all the white civil rights workers, 70% of all the white civil rights workers were Jews. Us. Because as a people, then, we're the ones that understood what it meant to be hated, to be discriminated against. And that's why we were there. That's why when Schwerner, Goodman, and Cheney were murdered in Mississippi, the two white boys were Jews. Because that's where we were, standing up. And so we're entering a very perilous period, I think, in our country. I don't care who you voted for, so I'm talking about that. We're entering a very perilous period. And I think it's time for us to stand up for the future and to make sure this is a safe place, that our democracy is safe, and that we, as Jews, are at the center of it and not to fear it. So, Noon, that's what I got to say.